This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, Sunday to protest corruption and demand that the president resign. Shots were fired into the crowd by unknown gunmen in the Bel Air neighborhood of the capital, causing protesters to run for cover. There are no details yet on casualties, but police at the scene took measures to control the crowd. VOA's Creole reporter in the Capitol also reported seeing tires burning in some streets. Haiti's president is accused of fraudulently benefiting from funds generated by the oil alliance with Venezuela. The president has denied the allegations and said they were politically motivated. Protesters have vowed to continue marching nonstop until their demands are satisfied. U.S. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said Sunday that President Trump would be perfectly happy to tax more imports from China if he cannot reach a trade deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Both presidents are scheduled to meet later this month at the Group of 20 meeting in Japan. Mr. Trump has already imposed tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, but now is thinking about taxing an additional $325 billion worth of Chinese products. That would include nearly everything China exports to the U.S. The world's two biggest economies have sparred for months over a trade deal, but have not been able to reach an agreement. Hundreds of thousands of Hong Kongers from all ages and walks of life marched Sunday against a legislative bill that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges in the largest demonstration the city has seen in years. Protesters carried banners condemning the proposed law, which would modify Hong Kong's Fugitive Offenders Ordinance. Others carried signs calling for the resignation of the chief executive, Carrie Lam, who has championed the bill despite the fact that it has been criticized by a wide range of groups. This is VOA News.